Voice Tube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to Voice Tube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's topic is very important to me because I've been struggling with my weight since forever. In fact, my mom and I both have trouble with our diet. You see... I'm so hungry. I'm sure I can find something in the fridge. Cherry tomatoes, leftover pasta, bread. Oh, I can heat up some soup. Good idea.
Ingrid?
Mom, you scared me.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm just finding something to eat. I'm hungry.
It's 3 in the morning.
Yeah, why are you still awake?
I heard footsteps. You woke me up. Now, put down that soup. You'll gain weight if you eat late at night.
No, I won't, Mom. Eating at night doesn't mean you'll definitely gain weight.
Yes, it does. I've heard that many times.
Let me show you a video. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. A diet with less meal frequency can improve the health and extend the lifespan of laboratory animals, but its effect on humans has never been tested. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. A diet with less meal frequency can improve the health and extend the lifespan of laboratory animals, but its effect on humans has never been tested. 好，这就是今天的句子。接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，a diet。Diet 的 I 呢念 I 的音 ，E 念 A 的音 ，diet，diet，OK，、okay, 它 I 跟 E 是分开来念的。A diet with less meal 的这个 EA 记得要拉长音 ，meal， 然后记得舌头要卷上去 ，meal with less meal frequency 可以分音节念 ，E 呢念 E 的音 ，Q 念接近 K 的音 ，K 的音 ，free。问，再来 U 是 U 的音，那 UEN 就是问的音 frequency can 的 N 跟 improve 的 I 可以连在一起 can improve the health and health 跟 and 可以连在一起 the health and 就舌头、放在牙齿中间之后 and 就直接跟着发出来了 health and再来 extend EX 念 X 的音应该没有问题后面那个 EN 念 N 的音 extend the lifespan 的后面那个 AN 记得也是要拉长的 lifespan of laboratory 难念的字来了 laboratory 可以分音节念第一个 A 念长的 A 的音 lab再来 or 就是念 or 的音 labor 再来 a 这个字呢它发得非常其实听不太出来 a 几乎是可以省略 laboratory 后面加上 tory laboratory animals but its effect 的那个 e 就是念 e 的音 but its effect on humans has never been tested 后面记得要加 ed tested. 好，接下来我们来看今天的 vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is frequency. Frequency 是名词，它有两个意思。第一个呢是指事件发生的频度、次数或是频繁。第二个是指有指声波或者是无线电波每秒震动的那个频率。OK， 我们来给两个例子。第一个。The frequency of going to the toilet increased when I got pregnant. 我怀孕之后上厕所的频率上升了。那这个就是指第一个，就是事件发生的频率或是次数。那第二个例子 ，The human ear cannot hear this high frequency sound, but some animals can. 人类的耳朵不能听到这么高频率的声音，但有一些动物可以。那这个就是第二个意思，就是声波或是无线电波震动的那个频率。好，再来我们来看 frequent。frequent 就是把那个T 去掉，把 CY 去掉，然后加上 T。frequent。frequent 是形容词，意思是频繁发生的或是常见的。For example, we are used to him arguing with the teacher. It's a frequent occurrence in our class. 我们习惯他跟老师吵架了，这件事在班上很常发生。Okay, frequent. 再来我们来看下一个单字， extend. Extend. Extend 是动词，意思是扩大、扩展或是使增加长度。For example, after heating up the glass, you can extend it by pulling it with tools.把玻璃加热后，你可以用工具延展它。不知道大家对玻璃艺术有没有兴趣？我的家人，我的爸爸就对玻璃艺术很有兴趣。每次看到有玻璃卖玻璃制品的店啊，他都会进去逛。好，我们来补充一个字 ，extended。extended 后面加上 ed， 它就会变成形容词，意思是延伸的、长的或是延长的。For example, we had an extended winter break because of COVID-19.因为疫情的关系，我们的寒假延长了。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ，lifespan。lifespan。lifespan 是名词，意思是寿命、可持续年限或是有效期。For example, the minimum lifespan of a Greenland shark is 272 years, making it one of the animals that have the longest lives.小头睡鲨最短可以活到272岁，它是可以活最久的动物之一。好，再来我们来看今天的最后一个单字 ，laboratory。laboratory。laboratory 是名词，意思是实验室或是实验大楼。For example, she was at the laboratory yesterday when the murder happened. She couldn't have been the killer. 昨晚谋杀发生的时候呢，她在实验室里，她不可能会是凶手。那 laboratory 它很长，很难拼，也蛮难念的，所以有些人呢就会直接把它缩写变成 lab， L A B lab， 那意思就是实验室、实验大楼。OK， 就是它的缩写。Okay, guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Hope you like the little sequence of my mom and I, who's also played by me. Don't forget to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.